Robert Grove had spent 3 years living in a cabin he built in Talkeetna when he decided to return to Fairbanks to find work as a laborer on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. This summer, Alaska's Energy Desk is bringing you a series called Midnight Oil about the state's complicated relationship with the pipeline. When Grove went to the labor union hall, he found a job performing hydro tests, a process that flushed water through 25-mile stretches of the pipeline at extremely high pressure. It was a coveted job on the pipeline because it required a lot of hours on the clock.
The first week I went to work was the only week in 2.5 years that I worked less than 80 hours a week. Many times we would work 24 hours a day. I was on a labor crew along with a 798 pipeline crew. Those guys were all out of Tulsa. All of the laborers were all from Alaska. They respected us Alaskans because they all knew we hunted and we were pretty crazy. And these guys all had guns on the pipeline, which was amongst other things that were illegal. And they just thought we did, so they didn't mess around with us. You wouldn't believe the stuff that would come out of that pipe that kind of always wondered where it come from. I mean, it's chairs and booze and all clothes, all kinds of stuff. And one night in October, the pipe, it dropped from 45 degrees to 20 below when they had about 20 miles of pipe full of water. And needless to say, everybody freaked out. And Frank P. Moulin himself, who was the head of the whole pipeline, landed in a helicopter that morning. And everybody was scheduled to leave the next day. That was supposed to be the last day for the season. And guys were going all over the world to get married, to move on with their lives and whatnot. He knew that, and he basically said to our crew that if you stay here, we're going to be here another month, and we have to wait for a bunch of boilers be trucked up from the oil fields in Alberta. And that we just need to heat up the water that we were pulling out of the Jim River 2 degrees. One of the conditions that Frank Mullen said was, if you stay here and work another month, I will fly you to anywhere in the country that you want to go, and I'll fly you back and make sure that you're the first one called out of the hall in the spring. And he definitely lived up to his word. I was down in Guatemala in Mexico, and got a telegram. I had a message at the Mexican embassy in Mexico City, and I went there and I had tickets to fly back to Fairbanks.
Robert Grove is now retired and lives in Esther.